So as always, we will start with the Heart Sutra in English on page 2. And then after that, we will recite the Mandala Offering, which begins on page 12. And then the Refuge Prayer, which begins on page 22. And we'll call them out for those of you who aren't familiar with the order of the prayers. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the world of Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance. And so on, up to no belief in death, nor cross in bodily death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gati gati paragati parasam gati holi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. On page 12.
Namo Rinpoche. ma la je ma de jo ma ne ma da wa rin bo chi do chu le na ba je je de ye la da me ye be jo be do zo ma da wa me ba sa ye ye do ma de a je je da wa ga je ba je pa de la ma da ba na
Tari, did you let you join the Kurti Hishing? It was such a melody. I didn't get a killer to the girl. And then I said, you want to number sound you bring him a ten double dear. I could just join in a dark kinney and number sound you bring him a sound you were messing it. That's under Jackie.
Today, Rumpachala will teach briefly on refuge. So refuge is the doorway to being a Buddhist. If you have refuge in you, then you are a Buddhist. If you don't have the refuge, you are not a Buddhist.
But that change you undergo when Lama la chose to change, Sanji la chose to change. Say that the ni teach Lama la chose to change. Jibari Lama Sanji ni de, no this Sanji ki Sanji tambo chi chi Sanji de change. Mama Sanji ji no, chula chua si chen si ngay, chute la. Ani ni chi ni, tang chua ni zu chute. Chute la adi chi ni ru. Tang ngodian de langdian ni chi li. Tang te ngodian de langdian ni ya, wang ya gong ni, sa tangbo tongo du, ngodian de langdian ni chi li. Langdian de ka kari re si na, ngang zi tam tam chi pa de chi ki pa. So, Jenigan, Toma Maripa, saying under the Judith, Han Taji by the Quarter Conjugate, and Kirk Giji, you my invite the invention against your own Madame Marie, and taking them by Naki, my invite to be lot again. And he could my bazaar near. And could the Maripa de Gay, the Kanta, the Niji Nichi, the Kanta de, that Tonai goes to the pond of it. What the name is, I do. The Pamba Pamba Tone, eh? Oh, Kanzade, Pamba te pangmi pangpa de thongu di, an kui kanta de gine kui shun tsandiri.
So when we take refuge, we take refuge in our teacher, and we take refuge in Buddha. And Lama and Buddha are same because there have been no Buddha before a Lama. And our ultimate refuge is Dharma. And the actual Dharma is the noble truth of cessation and the noble truth of path. Path and the cessation, these are the two ultimate refuge. And with the cessation and with following the path, one can eliminate all the obscurations. It's the obscuration that lands us into trouble. So with these two of the four noble truths, the last two, and the cessation and the path, with these two, all the obscurations will be eliminated. Once these obscurations are eliminated, then you are a Sangha. You will be included among the Sangha when you take refuge. So Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sangha is once you get to the path of seeing, the third path.
It's
almost like one is attained obscuration, the other one is the intrinsic kind of this thing, obscuration. When you get to the third level of the path, one of this thing, this attained obscuration is eliminated. And you kind of linge the gal khatsurse. That the intrinsic part, till you get to the path of no knowing, it cannot be eliminated. So it will keep on reducing, but when you get to the path of no more learning, then that obscuration will be eliminated.
Kulo dhigir haan dhene gharwa, kanta singa na phai chu dhene dhene gharwa dhige, hane thunga thungri kanta dhene gharwa, hane ten chino kanta dhe kuno dhunga thungu dhe, hane ten chino rapa dhe phai paandu gharwa, kanta singa. Yusen teni dhan rangi dhubha rishan nga gharwa, hate paandu gharwa. Thunga pache mala dhige, tingwe ne dhige, hane nanti dhunga thungu dhe paan, hane kwa kanta dhe phai paa singa.
Once this thing, that attained part of the obscuration, through logic and through meditation, it can be eliminated. Whereas the intrinsic part, it'll take till the Buddha time, till you reach the path of no more learning. And once you are able to eliminate the obscuration, that attain the obscuration, have become arhat. In Tibetan we call it Phakpa. Phakpa means almost like a superior being. So they have like an Arya, the same thing as like being superior. Being superior in the sense that now they have that wisdom, that attained obscuration has been eliminated, and now they are included among the Sanghas.
Obscurations to wisdom.
Obscurations. The aspiration of affliction. Once you remove the that's the afflictive aspiration. Now the that obscuration to wisdom, that it can be entirely removed only when you reach the path of normal learning. Now, as far as the obscurations are concerned, there's a grosser levels of obscuration, and then there are subtler levels. When you reach the path of this path of seeing, the third path, there are the gross levels of this thing. Obscurations are eliminated. After that, till the path of no learning, you have to eliminate the subtler levels of obscurations. Among the subtler also, there are grosser and subtle, less subtle and lesser like that. It is a gradual process. The grosser ones you eliminate it, and slowly you come to the subtlest level. When you have removed the subtlest level of obscuration, then you have attained Buddhahood. Now, the purpose of knowing all of this is that with the wisdom you gain, it gives you the conviction that sorrow can be brought to an end. The sufferings we go through have a cause, and the causes can be stopped, and that is through the wisdom you gain the conviction.
Tuji thunga pashi mula mato jipadu ta ngandu sandabuge tashi te nge nigandu ta ngindu res, ngindu re tashi te ngindu gunshu ngindu res. Tanda yi tashi te ngindu nada che nigandu ngindu gunshu gundu ki chegi ina tanga rangche lon jugu res gare. Ta ngindu gunshu re ondu kare resimu re nane thunga papa, thunga adon, thunga pashi mula pangja papa da thunga ta duri ngindu gunshu re ndogo zi chene.
Now, talk about Sangha, when a monk in red robe, if you respect him as a this third refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, you will accrue as much of a good karma as you are paying respect to a real Sangha. But the real Sangha is who has attained the third path of seeing, who has eliminated, who has who has eliminated the obscuration of affliction. So once you get to the path of seeing through there, I mean, from grosser to the subtle and subtle level, you keep eliminating all the obscurations one by one until you attain the state of Buddhahood. But why we pray to a regular monk as Sangha is because if you pay sincerely respect them as a Sangha, you accrue as much benefit as you are respecting a real Sangha. Even though the real Sangha is who has attained the path of seeing, path of seeing is who has a direct realization of emptiness.
What the Tuni is and Togo the Nati Tuni is and Tatuan Tataki Kesaji. That Tuni to Baji Malantun, who was a genuine, Susan Sigan, then you second, and she sang it years ago, and that the two to Terta. And then the Nari, and that the Cook, And so, Namo Pange Duus.
Yes, sir. So, when we go through that, after seeing this thing, after getting to the path of seeing, we get to the direct realization emptiness. Now, to get to the Buddhahood, it has to be completed by the six parameters, like parameters of generosity. So this six, practicing of six parameters will make your practice of wisdom more effective, and your practice of love and compassion will be more effective by your practice of wisdom. So they make each other more effective. So as you practice, you have to practice the paramitas and the wisdom aspect, and then you attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the beings. So it's the way to attain Buddhahood. You must do all good you can do, and you must avoid all the bad thing you should be avoiding. And through this, gradually one attains Buddhahood. Now, if we talk about Mahayana, the practice of wisdom helps a lot in the practice of love and compassion. Through the love and compassion, you must extend your love and compassion to all the sentient beings, because there's no sentient being who has never been your father, mother, brother, sister, friends, or whatever. Some of them may be helpful this lifetime, but others have been helpful other lifetimes. Even in this life, without the help of so many people, I mean, the way we live, all the facilities we have, if one were to accumulate all the facility by oneself, it is impossible to get all the facility by oneself without the help of any other being. So, So through this, when we practice love and compassion, there should not be someone are near and some are like far away. Everything should be, one must generate love and compassion impartially.
Second time, 那干的这是那俺就叫了一群他妈有嘛的意思，他妈的名是不是？那他妈名啥的？那个真进他妈叫几年我见我的，那你爱见他不着这个人，真的爸妈你顶个顶个顶个顶个，爸妈就顶个顶个顶个，见都只能忘记这个，这个怕见侬了，这个怕见侬嘛，谁还有嘛？最近他们就怕见嘛，侬进来有嘛的？俺这个叫他妈没把呢，哪去的？哪去没把？哪去？你连没把见俺都是呢？俺就干啥的？个干的经营那样。叫我同伴在那几忙一把就吃一把人丢了嘛，当不能刚才赢一把的，赢一才丢了。那你刚才赢的够，你多干些，咱多少人都不搞，如果叫那些那个进来去，在那进来偷人嘛，都这个，那你就苦叫些人就蛮灵的个，对嘛？多少人都时间长些才等着，那你年都送的，年都送，年都送另外的，年都送，年都送都还没他们送，但另外的年都送的有嘛的，那他没他们送个那呢？他们的那没给交了，那前些没当顶着，年着说那那顶着的刚刚的胖胖的电锅有的哇，顶着的接亲戚的胖胖的电锅，那没给那胖胖的电锅，那一下的那时间当就怕马爹嘛，那把鸡嘛亲的嘛，都是等一下的，好亲的嘛都趁这个马嘛七八没把的，那等一下的时间他妈去接，是我们都是接过的，张秀生呀，对吧？鸡嘛哪样子用的？
In the practice of Mahayana, one must generate that love and compassion to every sentient being as your own mother. There is no being that has not been your mom in some lifetime. We are a sentient being since infinite times. So we have taken birth infinite and infinite and infinite number of times. We don't know how many times, and it's infinite. So every sentient being has been our mom many times. So as much as we love our mother of this lifetime, we must love every sentient being as our mother. Every sentient being as our mother, as we love mother of this lifetime. Our generation of love and compassion should be totally impartial. Then you get into the path of Mahayana Buddhism, when you get to a state where you get that, where you only generate that kind of love and impartial love and compassion for every sentient being.
Don't you send Dango the second thing in Mahi Goons and second thing in Martin was in those you go around the jaw, Toma means I did not jaw in 18 in the run. Man, that you didn't Martin go into the tending harsh than you might imagine you can do. Then they said you never run here, Japon, that you team and dragon that you don't, the next Japon, and you're in the game and do second thing. Pama, Mamma, me said you look.那时间，当天也去上几个山里，那同学们，当天上几个就多是几的，上几个当中，但是那个去着急。我在那一次丢了，刚去个新新的工人，阿拉时间他就马去过去，那马的点点不去，那多是几的刚去个新去，那马去点点点点，因为江巴刚刚的也去才丢了，那这就看着严肃发现多是几。当这个起来，他说：“我们都是今年的呀，落地了，你把钱钱钱钱钱多，那你说发现多个农村里的呀，上级都都是多个个的。”这个就起来啥子的？嗯。
So every sentient being has been our mother, and we must remembering the help and the kindness of the mother of this lifetime. We must.Extend that kind of gratitude to all the sentient beings, and through this we generate love and compassion to all the sentient beings of all the six realms of the sentient beings in hell, a hungry ghost, an animal, and three higher realms of heaven, demigod, and human realm. In all the six realms, all the sentient beings.Have been our mother, and We may not remember the gratitude of all the mother, but remembering, knowing the gratitude of the mother of this lifetime, we should generate love and compassion with the help of wisdom, and through this slowly we become Buddha. Generally, we pay a lot of attention to the to this life, the livelihood. What I'll be in 5 years, I will be another 10 years, like our job. We pay a lot of attention to this life, but in the practice of Dharma, one should be placing more importance of our future lifetimes. Future lifetimes are more important, so we should be paying a lot more attention on our future lifetimes. And to attain Buddhahood, we should be, during this lifetime, also, we should be practicing the six paramitas of generosity, etc. Generosity, ethics, endurance, patience, wisdom, and single-pointed concentration.
Long time back, there were two friends.
One got into practice. He practiced throughout his life and attained Buddhahood. The other was more engaged with his own livelihood. So, one who attained Buddha said to his friend that through my practice and through my patience and through his practice of six paramitas, he has attained Buddhahood. And you, through your laziness and your being astray, and now you are in the sphere of samsara.
Yeah.
We all can attain Buddhahood, but we have to practice. And as we get up early in the morning, we must generate that love and compassion. We must tell ourselves that every being has been our mother, and they have been very grateful to us. And we must generate love and compassion to all the sentient beings. Even if I attain the path of seeing, where I'll be free from all the suffering, but that's not good enough. I must be of service to all my mother who are suffering in the six different realms. So it's through practice, slowly, every one of us can attain Buddhahood. There are many people who are born as ordinary beings, and they, even these days, there are people who, ordinary beings, who through their practice, who have attained Buddhahood in one lifetime. We can also attain Buddhahood through practice. And in our daily life, in our daily life, when you come across people who are kind of a little nasty, and if you don't develop a tolerance or patience towards them, and you start fighting with them, I mean, such things should be, at that time you need to generate that feeling that he has been my mother at some other lifetime, he has been very helpful, he has been very, very helpful to me. Is the time when you have to practice your love and compassion. Love and compassion by on your own, in your own house may be easy, but in your real world, in when you're at your workplace or in any community where there you have to interact with people, at that time you should be generating this thing, practicing generosity, your tolerance, etc.
Dala ye chi chi tenpa tenpo chi ngati chiondro ki teni ye ta chiondro nama san chi teni. Oon duwa si chi ni. An ne sun dungi ni chi ki ta tila chiubi nipa lama kongyo suna yoba tonen dala ye chi chi tenpa tenpo chi nan chi nama san chi duwa si chi yaan dugu di isi. Rui nana ngandu li tenpa chi da pangpa rei sari ta. Yinpa da ngandu khala kogu pa rei. Dada ngandu traba rei gomba nion dana chi nana chi tenpo nandu nandi ye tu. Dunia di sini betul, tapi kahiyah sama jenis orang kahiyah jenis jenis itu mampu yang mungkin itu tuan kajian dulu.
Terus saja.
Kita.
Ah. Yeah. For the practice dharma, some people become monk, and then they practice, but it's not necessary to become a monk. The main thing is to generate love and compassion for every being, especially when you are faced with unfavorable circumstances. So with practice, even if you don't become a Buddha, you will be born in a favorable rebirth as a human being where you may meet Dharma again. Whereas if you don't practice, you may be born in the three lower realms of hell, hungry ghost and animal realm, where there's a lot of suffering. So you must remember all the sufferings, because if you remember the suffering, you want to avoid the suffering. And if you to avoid the suffering, you must take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, because the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha can protect you from being born in the lower realm. Once you generate an intense faith in the three jewels, then you have generated refuge. In Kailas Monastery, there are practitioners who have attained very high level of realization in one lifetime. There are many who have attained very, very high levels of realization. It's something we can, every one of us can do it if we really put our mind to it. Now we will have a discussion, debate, or whatever.
Tuan tambah tu, tuan ini musang tu orang tua. Nanti baca malas ni, baca malas ni. Tengah baca malas. Baca malas. Tapi kalau tuan ini musang tu, tu dendeng kanda orang mana je ni orang matu. Dendeng kanda panjang tu orang marwa. Tapi baca je malas ni. Tapi nak ini je, nanti gunaan lah, gumpalan lah, lihat nak gumpalan baca malas nanti lalu. Tapi yang tu tak kita dek cipai orang tua. Orang dua tu je yang dia yang kita ni. Tapi kalau tu, gimana konsol dia la? Tapi panjang tu gugur orang. Ini konsumsi papa ni. Papa sih ada tomat tu cakap ni sesi.
We discuss about Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Please think about Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and the practices one should go through, and generating love and compassion. And he's ready for questions. If you have any questions.
After what you're going to do, do what? See that what you're going to do, questions.
Any questions?
She
chine, de sa kajo de la, da sa chu yorwa, chine de sa kajo da dawa yorwa.
Chine de la sa ya ma to gong to gore, chiri ba tete gong gong gore.
Yeah. Yo jana tenu kama de, it has not, even before, any bhoomi you can,
lo de pati juma chua jino do, tembu chiri ba nene gundi yorwa, nere koron te, chiri ba gong to gong to gore.
Single pointed concentration, karma abiding economy that you can achieve before any bhumi, any ground level.
So this compassion that you was talking about, that was it the realization where the compassion was extended towards all sentient beings,
yeah,
as opposed to just those who are sort of close. So that
oh, there is a, because it's a, Chanju-sem dhanti kata, tiko shiti kasa ta, so you do it. Niri chadang chaya chora, niri chadang chaya di, niri chadang chaya di, tibji thamunga la, niri chadang chaya di ngiti. Di,
the side of Gumarish, some of the corner, Gunnari Chadani, Tamun in the Pachanguris. Tamun in Tanakun, the Pachang, the Ben Sinking, Sandy, Nari Chadan, the Chikazin, to the Chichangich. Again, Chulu Dan, Ranjulu, Chate Chin and Digimari, and Ranjuli, Yenchu, the Ed, but not Hans, and Yaki, the other one, Tamanik, and Mamanik, the Kankunichin Buddhist. And Kula Duni, Mandik, and Dawan, the Dengroa, and the Chibaris, and Ruchuni.
So all the sentient beings have seen that nobody wants suffering, everybody wants happiness. And the equanimity has to be generated through such reasoning, and that can be generated before achieving any level of bhumi.
Similar to Buddhism.
You know how like the movie
The Matrix,
is that similar to Buddhism?
Are you manifesting your reality? Unconsciously?
I don't know. I've not seen the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe make your question more specific so that he can translate.
Yeah, sure. We haven't seen it.
Well,
we probably
nobody
saw
the
Matrix.
Some of us have seen the movie, but you know, maybe you could be more specific.
On the level where you have erased and overcome all your obstacles, is your understanding of reality, or how is it different from seeing reality through
obstacles? I mean, how do you see reality when you understood emptiness compared to now? Is that what you're asking?
How does a person who has overcome the obstacles see the subtleness level of reality?
What does it look like?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
No, not it. He's. You're saying not what does it look like, but saying what do they see? How do they see?
I think this thing, I'll ask to you about it. Temba Mahatonga Chorwa. Temba Mahatonga.
Temba. I don't want to get you.
Temba Mahatonga Tozuki. Tozula. Temba Tongsona Kandijoris.
Temba Tonga Najin did you found did you make a pass social and manager Kung and Chin Tubanagan to Girwa? Na dhyamba thungu ni ane, phe kono phe ki, kono rong nguyen chutu maanthi phe, mek phe swasha ade to nruwa. Tang, tungba ni ane, ten, tao tangpa te to kuro, kono rong nguyen chutu nruwa. Ngadhi phoba na jingi na dingi na, ten do chi mek phe swasha ruwa, swasha ruwa. Phe swasha ade nere riyong ruwa. Tang tani swasha ade maadhu, lo lhaan ondi, thuma maari pa lhaan ondi, Swisha mahi pa kurung ngun chitu wana jifam nu guyo ta. Nere mek swisha mahi pa kurung ngun lo lhaan na ki chi ki kurung tina tuwa na ki je guyo ra. Ta dema me pa tung ra ni kurung lhaan na ki kurung ngun chitu wa mahi pa yin ka swisha chi. Ma chan tito guyo ra. Yin chan ten yung sin ra. Demba me te ten yin be chi lo lhaan na ki di yo ma ri yin chi. Ka chi ten yung lo lhaan di Kāla māti pa rāṅ nūn tu pāni chī hāṅ rūvā. Kīr hāṅ nā hī dhyāmbā māni kī tēn tu pāni yīs. Āñcī lō kī kātī hāṅ nā tēnā kī pāma yā pāgu yīnā. Kī thūhā rīgā nā kī nā sā nā chīmbū jī tāmbā nī yīn pāni jī māti kī chū yūn kā nā dāyā rīvā tēngā chī hāṅ kū mā rūvā. Āñcī kī nī.
Self-created is like a person is coming to you, that kind of a thing. I mean, it's self-created, self-pursued, I mean, just some real, solid, concrete kind of a thing is project on all the entities. Whereas when you see the power of seeing, you see, start to see the dependent origination of the entities. Dependent origin that entity is not independent. It is dependent on a lot of different factors, lot of different things. Because of those, all the different conditions and different factors coming together, that came into being, which we perceive as something concrete, but in reality, it is not. And our teacher gave the example of his cup, that his cup appears like it is by itself, is independent, it is that kind of thing. But if the one who has realized emptiness, he will see entirely different. He will see all the factors, all the things that has gone into it. This accumulation of so many different conditions and so many factors that gave rise to that. So it is that the cup is a dependent originated entity, not an independent self-established entity. Now, here, as far as this one is concerned, this one, the emptiness, explaining the emptiness is very, very difficult. One of our teachers told us that it's like a dumb person, he has tasted some food, which has a very, very special taste. He knows the taste himself, but somebody asked what the taste is like. Since I'm dumb, I cannot speak, so it's difficult to say how to explain the taste. I can sense it, I can feel it because I ate it, but I can speak. It's almost like that. But as far as part of seeing is concerned, if we really want to get a feeling of it, the only thing is one should be on the path. Practice. Otherwise.
So is the path of seeing for when you're seeing all objects, is it similar to the story? I forget who it was where they were walking down the street and they saw the family with the dog and they were eating the fish and these
rats.
Yeah.
We discussed the idea.
Yeah. So is it similar to that? So you could see like all the things leading up to the cup just as he saw.
No, that's different. There's a clairvoyance. Clairvoyance you can achieve without attending any bhumi. Clairvoyance is a different kind of practice. You can practice it by itself without going through all that.
그 Chichi nambi chichi na ya toba ya tsa sa tumbo rima ya ni kuno lo kuno tega na rin rubi rwa. Kuya tenzi sushya rwa.
But, yeah, as our teacher says, as you practice love and compassion and as you on the path of practice, slowly the clairvoyance is called to the mind. You get clearer and clearer and clearer. And clear all the six clairvoyance of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, and sensation, all clear voices.
Mm-hmm.
It gets clearer and clearer in time and space. In time means, like at initial level, you may see 1 week front and 1 week behind. With more practice, you may see 10 years behind, 10 years ahead. With more practice, you may see 1,000 years behind, 1,000 years behind. And with more practice, you may see millions of years ahead and behind. Same thing with space. Once you may see only about 2 miles around you, and slowly we'll see the whole universe, then maybe beyond the universe.
I was just going to say, is it more like when you're young and you watch a show on television, you really believe that that show is real? And you might even think of yourself as sitting in, say, for example, the Friends TV show, that you're actually sitting in that apartment with them, and you don't realize that they're actually married and they're living in California, you know, and they live in houses, not in that apartment. And then when you get older, you know, and you're more intelligent, you realize that they're just actors playing those parts. And then if you get as wise as Ken here, the physics background, you even understand the TV waves and how the, you know, the physics of the television and how that, you know, the TV is brought to you, the TV signal is brought to you. Something like that,
kind of? Yeah, that's teacher.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Tangwene ne chi to da de pe te ma thon ho to di yin sa ge da de te ma thon ho dang jo ro la ti ti de wo re we da na sung de ti bi na la da ti pi ja de te ro ti te ro de ne te so na da de ngone me do sum de da pi ne pi na la cho ga ti me ro da ko ni cho ga ti me ngone ni be du in ge res ni be du ge ro ku tu ju na ha ma ko ne da ka ri che ro cho do de da ni
Projection. Tez pa komando bandana ji tez sayar tez gun ago tan magana ngand ba tyum gi tig tig ji na yabo yaris
la
pa komando mala pando pali gro wa
Okay. Like, we have some, he has taught us and we have some discussion, and then once you get back home, try to remember what we learned, and then there'll be, if there's some doubt, come back with the doubt. So he will clarify. He'll explain. If you have any doubt on whatever subject. Any questions?
Can I ask him if he could elaborate on he knows anything about three knowledges insight?
Three knowledges and?
Of insight.
Three knowledges of insight. How long?
Yes, there's three types of insights. The Buddha's the methods that the Buddha used.
How long time left for the method?
The methods that the Buddha used to obtain insight, and then the techniques or the methods in order to, for a meditator to try to move those methods or use those methods in order to obtain better insight.
How long time left? Tough. Mirasumiore.
You know that.
Ah.
Hmm. That's why you go to Google. Doing total. Nanzo Tuna Mata Bin Haritilo, Niku Tangi than Danny Tonu Gurua. Tuna Mata Bin Hanala. Tangi than Danny Santon Tonu Gurua. Tony Ton de Hatun Hotterim. Good Yandu Santom Gonasan. Kurum Gund Yandu and Katuka Chet to Green. Hotuns him. Hama Magiton Tangi than Dan Tonu Rua. Atoni Mosun Tondi Pachima Tondi. Then do you know how much you have to send it?
Teachers are not aware of three different methods of insight.
No, he didn't remember.
Or, no, he's not aware of anything like that. Three different methods.
The three watches of the Buddha as he
three watches?
Yeah, his visions of infinite past lives.
Elimination of all?
Of all afflictions, of gross and subtle afflictions.
This one, the somebody, Nyamon, Tara Tama Panga, Panga, Tiche,
Nale, then this in him.
Chigni, Tobasa Yatum, the Gita, Kudom Roma Momaki, Tama,
which is
Tamba, Live the Jar of Tama.
Scholars have just kind of came up with these ideas that they've been posed as possible methods that was used in order to attain that liberation.
So you're talking about how the description that all of his obscurities is removed, and you can see all past and future lives, and you can also see the karmic past of all sentient beings, right?
Yes.
Okay, on the night of his enlightenment. Can you translate that to her?
Would you want to know the technique so we can do it?
But that is because he was telling me about how to develop insight, but that and this is slightly different.
Yeah, it's different.
But he agrees that this is what he meant.
That's what he meant.
So what does it have to do with insight?
Well, in concentration, when you're doing your concentration, you do the jhanas, and when you get to the end of the jhanas, then you work on insight.
Yeah.
And once you work on insight,
yeah,
then you obtain liberation.
Yeah.
So, but the last, those are the, that's the, instead of the Eightfold Path, that's the Tenth Path. And the Eightfold Path only goes to concentration. But the Tenfold Path goes to, puts in the last two remaining, which are the subtle insight and the liberation.
You don't need that. He's telling that to you, but you don't need.
What is the question?
You don't need the question.
The question has to do with the Buddha.
Does
he have any advice on how to obtain insight from concentration?
How did the Buddha do it?
How Buddha did it?
Yeah.
Anything that he would have thought, because maybe Buddha, maybe his own experience, it may be something else that he may know, somebody else.
So the question
he'll
is,
take
Buddha,
whatever he can.
Buddha developed all these insights, and he did this after he developed this level of concentration. So how do you move from one to the other? Is that how you...
There's such a thing as linking. It's called observation linking, which is done in reverse order and also in forward order. But those are just imposed ideas. They're not really known to be actually ultimately true or not. So I'm just wondering if he knows... If someone's asking a question like, how do you obtain insight, what would be, in the most simplest question is, how to obtain insight after concentration has been experienced?
Okay. Shine top tani, tolong kwanu topos.
Shine to sani. Tuma toni, shine to dilo tem tem roa, tuma toni toni nga sun tu.
Ma tolong kwanu topo tong to.
Tuna, Pajima, the energy, not in a good ponder. Then the contact. Then the Guma, they get them, then the Guma, then the Tad, then the Tombusu, Mumbuchi Gordon, Ponja, the Rad, Ponhagus, or Tad, Ponja, again, Tombu Gordon, Guma, go Gucci, go Gurichan, Tama Genti Pajima, sing the day. Don't you Pajima, they get them? Tama the energy, and the members, some members of the Sanji States ago.
So,
You know, ane sendiri. Ane mohon jadi dekun thad ane dekun kaji tambo ni ane kurang si mek sesha amai be kurang ngun tu pada si jendu yere. Ane dini dini zamba dini dini zamba jendu yere. Ia tad dini thad tu pada. Ane kui dan mek mas masa ba kui ane si reyo ma kui ane mek sesha yero. Dini jun sen tetu. Tapi
contohnya,
Lockdown,
which is not the case. Things do not exist on their own. They are not independent. They are dependent originated. Now, to develop insert the insight, number one is you have to do a lot of study. You have to learn a lot, because when you meditate, if you have to have the knowledge how to, because this inside development takes a lot of logic, reasoning, etc. You have to reason out, you have to keep on thinking. You have to dig deep into the actual causes of obscuration, the misconceptions. So for that you need knowledge. So study, and you have to keep on thinking. And with time, gradually, the obscuration will be lifted. Now, in the beginning, the obscuration, the grosser level will be limited. The grosser level, the this thing, like the, when you emptiness, when you realize in the beginning, the realization is through your own reasoning, based on reason. You see a little emptiness, kind of emptiness. Then with time, without having to reason, you will realize empty, you will see the emptiness, empty nature of the things. Mm-hmm. And then it has own level of gross, subtle, and subtle, and subtlest. Mm-hmm. So with more practice, you have to traverse the path.
You have a long beard,
like you appear as if you had this since very, very long, but you were a little baby at one time, and slowly you came to be what you are now. So everything is like that. Yeah.
Mm. Wrong to pass this in the wrong. Thank you all. This is a kind of make a certain dinner here, the mother could hear my wrong. Look, how many wrong when you connect to two nuggets?
Yeah,
society, my money.
Nothing is self established, nothing is self originated. Everything has come into being dependent on a lot of causes and conditions.
Right. Would that be awareness?
When you really come to understand that it is not actually as it appears to I, at that point of time you have some realization of emptiness. This piece of table cloth looks like one piece of cloth, but if you look closely, there are so many cloth pieced together.
So our perception from here and the perception when you look closely is very different.
So right now there's a lot of war going on in Ukraine and in Israel. So I'm just wondering, like since I not like politically, having power or not really far away, is there some kind of like yogi practice in fact that can do something to like clean teeth or like you know like even like what animals do like.
Tanda pergi Europe pergi check up soal pergi Ukraine saja dah dia tu maaf tu esok dia
orang.
Tanda ilas Israel dah Palestin sih rumput wah. Dia leh maaf tu esok dia
orang. Alai alai.
Tanda ni kaum tu betul ni cap cai ni, duduk tu betul cai ni. Tanda total dia pentol tu betul cai orang.
That is a prank to a jewelum. Because she ended the new Mazujo Tongura.
La?
But you made your war. Christian is your tongue. And then the Majima, the Melipan, and the sister at Jeffrey, they are the Katuton Kaburua. And Kukurona near to the Kup, Patro, the Chichi, and the Pachet, and then Tijo, do the Jindra, you know, Marawa. That thing.
Kukurana on the Katu. You are saying what you can do
from your side, what you can do, that's what you mean. From your position, from your career.
Yes, what should you do? Yeah, what can he do?
To help
his
out there.
Yeah. Kobe, pick
your
catchy
tools. Ah. That's the Kaburwa. Then pick Dutch Mugiji, Patro, the Chita, then a Majis, Chichon, the King, and the Condonero Jigamarwa. And then a Majis, and the Queen Jigamarwa.
It's very difficult what you can do from here. But the causes of those all the fights, how to eliminate all the fight is by transforming the mind. The minds of those people fighting has to be transformed, and that takes time, transformation. Now, those who have realized all sentient beings as one's own mother, for them, if you hurt them, they will not retaliate. Now, those who don't know that, they'll retaliate, and then their cycle of retaliation will continue, and a small fight will snowball into a bigger war. So, transformation of the mind is the key. Otherwise, from here, it's very difficult for him to do anything.
So could you ask him what practice he should do?
He also said, these two groups right now, they are riding on the emotional afflictions.
Yeah.
Each side of emotions.
That's right.
Yeah. So the only way, if you are a bodhisattva with such a compassionate, you won't do that kind of attack me. That's what he's saying.
So the Chongdee Ji again, market and he jumped skate with a second like a pine with a mine, but the wood chin. Jutugi, enough, none the two bad room. Does it, yes, and meat.
If somebody can do everything for some other being, then we need not do anything because Lord Buddha is all compassionate. So he could have done everything that can be done of us. So that is not the case. Everybody must practice on
the second like a market, don't you send by the running. Yen Liu, Rani, Yem Ta Chajin, Yen Dian the Dujan Miserwa, Kuya Sanji at the Yen Tendin, Yen the Correction Boo, Yen the Papensi Chandajin again. Do the Jinni. Chanchu sensing and do the Jinni at Chenduru, Yen Dian the Dujan Mis. Yen the Sandi at Jesu, and this is Jim, which depends to the Dajatam at the Nerwa, the Jinni do the Jinni. And the Kuin do the Jinni and Maji get a two one, Sandi Jesu Nane, Sujin as soon as the man is also going to kill it to grab. Mabujana Sunji the Sunjana Sosa the kids from Bakonaguri. You are in the second trantum about the second realm of the two by two cleaning the Sanji within that wondering. Not that them by deserves, give you your money. Sosa the kids from Bakonaguri, Kiri Tamil, don't bet it's such a young and then Sosa the kid of Konaguri. Suji and Sunday, the one is Sosa question. Sanji is to give you your money.
when Lord Buddha teaches, there are so many different people in so many different dialects, different languages. He doesn't need an interpreter because everybody hears in their own language. And also he said that Buddha and all the bodhisattvas, they attain high level realization because for them, others are more important than they themselves.
Dāja dhīma kuna tsindhīgī mādāṁ pācū sīcīyāndi nīdhīna dāngdhī pācū sīcīyāndi nīng jilaka chīvīni dāgīyānaṁ pācīs.
Like Lord Buddha will consider the other more, other beings more important than he himself.
So I'll pick up on this question.
Yeah.
So there are some people, Geshe-la, who think you should be an activist, that you should go out in the world and do whatever you can to make the world more peaceful. And there are organizations of people that go out and try to make peace and to mediate and do things like that. And there are people, individuals, who try to do these things. And then there are those who think that if you really want peace in the world, you have to start with yourself, and so you should sit on your cushion until you have great realizations, and then you can be of more benefit to other beings. So, is it best for us to sit on our cushion and gain great realization, or is there also room for us to go out in the world and be activists and try to create peace in the world by working with other people?
If two warnings are very, very realistic, and if you just join a very effective organization and go to them and make them realize if they are realistic, then it's okay. If you can affect some changes.
Question. I'm a psychologist in a mental health center, and Monday, I heard that somebody that I saw one time a year and a half ago, and that was seen by a psychiatrist recently in our clinic, may have killed himself. And this morning I saw confirmation in the paper. He walked in the river and drowned himself, and they found his body. I want to review my practice of praying for people who have died. And so far, I've done it a number of times, 49 days. But I also learned, I think from you, that it's okay to do it the day before the seventh day, like he did it on Monday, so I would do it Sunday, and seven times. And so I do, you know, the puja, I do a puja, and I have some prayers that I found to get the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to attend to him. You know, he has no protector. So I just want to review that and see if there's anything else that that he recommends. I do that because this is what I want to do.
So, question is?
Conditions. Too much.
Is that okay? Clarifying
All your prayer, all this, all are very, very, very good. Good. On top of that, all your patients, you have to try to treat them like your own sister, your own mother. That is the biggest of religious activity, religious practice you can do. You treat all your patients as your own mother.
Number one.
Yeah, without any
expectations.
You should not be harboring in your deep down that, oh, I may be called a good this thing or good that thing or a major promotion or whatever. No, nothing beyond. You just treat them as your own mother and do what best you can without expecting any reward thereof.
I
that is the highest of religious practice, he said.
I feel very fortunate.
Yeah.
Your
teacher.
Sometimes
you go to a hospital or this thing and they are not very attentive. I mean, that's not very good. It's almost like it's amount of stealing. Well, you are supposed to take care of the person, but if you don't really take care of the person, then that's not very good. But like, if you can treat your patients like your own mother of this lifetime, then it's a real good practice. And that should be impartial. Like if you treat your own brother and sister in a good way, I mean, that may not amount to a good practice because there's a level of attachment there. But whereas if you treat every being as your own mother, then that is the highest of religious practices, love and compassion. Like if you are, there are people who are in the, like in hospital, they are nurse or they are there for 8 hours, and if they don't do a good job, if they don't really help, like they have stolen away 8 hours of pay. If the 8 hours of your work, now if without thinking of regulations, without thinking of bosses seeing you, whether you are doing a good job or not, irrespective of all these things, if you, with a very, very pure intention, with love and compassion, if you help your patients, then you are doing a real good religious practice. At the same time, you are earning money for yourself. And both things are coming together.
This
thief is not somebody who goes like this and steal. If you appeared for 8 hours, you have to be working nicely for 8 hours. But if you don't work nicely for 8 hours, then in fact you are stealing. Stealing doesn't mean that you look around and nobody sees and then steal.
Yeah, working without feeling. Yeah. Working without feeling, that's stealing.
Yeah.
Pure feeling. Without pure feeling, then if you work, the image of the work is not a real. You're stealing money from that boss or that person, that company.
So in my I had these two dreams, right? In one dream I was doing some bodhisattva stuff, so I felt really good. But then the next day I had a dream and I beat up somebody, and in my dream I actually so does that mean like but the only thing it's in my dream, but then like what does that mean?
Indication.
Could Nilam Nalwa? Dreams are like the coming of the impressions left on the mind. It has not such big significance.
In
Tibetan culture,
why do they do a lot of like retreats?
Then the Tham
Shukting Dwa, Tham Dhyadi Karin Devas. Tham Dhyadi Devas. Kyanchu Visen Tang, Tony Devi Hiro Dito. And those in the Kaku Simu Dhanan Duni. Gong de Guru, Tang de Terima, the other don't do Tangi Kumari. The charge we send the Dung to the hero of the Nether, Duny Dun, those chin Gundigin and a lot giant shit, okay? Gun Tambu, a lot of September, rain day shit on those chin me, but chill by me and those chin the good and the Joguru. And they took him dinner.
Retreat is a man for like away from the hustle of the life, and you stay in solitude without much of a disturbance so that you can concentrate on generation of love and compassion and realization of emptiness.
Otherwise it's not. You have used bodhicitta or the complete understanding of the trying to work on the compassion and the emptiness, the wisdom part, unless if you don't have those mind in those two kind of practice, then if you're in the retreat, you are not retreat, you just stay away from some little busy stuff.
Like, what, in your translation of what he was saying, why did you say that you don't have to be a monk?
Oh, what the teacher said was, some people all to attain Buddhahood, to practice the path, they become monk. But to practice, you don't have to be monk as a layman, also you can practice.
Why do people become monks?
Ani, Kela. Kela, the Gisunga, Taba, Chene, Chu, Yamaching, or this one, is it me just Taba Chipa, or Maris? Ani, Kela, Taba Katis.
Is it me not Taba Chisana? She reached you. Tawa cipta tu dah ni, normal mandiaga ni, dah mana mahu cipta cipta pun dah mana cipta ni, cipta cipta tu mesti pengin dia keluar. Susuk kakak asal mana jenis ni kan? Susuk cipta orang ni, ni yang tu.
Now, becoming a monk has its own benefits because then you don't have to be entangled in the family affair, etc.
This
you are away from our, you are less distracted, so you have more time to practice.
Taba ji gi zhen rong dong ba na mo zhen de qi ji gi de yang qi ya hu xie de qi taba ji zhen de.
So once you become a monk, you take the novice vows, your practice becomes more effective.
Mo chu ji dong ba mo bu shen de ge wa men na de ji er me si er no da mo ji mo ju ko ma ge
ndo. Because with the vows you have to abide by the pleasures you have taken, so.
Can I ask a question? When we're dealing with personal obstacles and struggling with them a little bit, and finally maybe get to a place where you can look at something honestly, just as it is, and breathe into that.
When you're at that stage,
then what you do is you pick the good ones that you had done and try to ignore the bad one that you did, try to stay away from that. And then whatever you do, have a full compassion, just bring that compassion in whatever you do.
That's one of the best ways to go forward.
Some real practitioners, like, they are very impartial, so some ordinary being look at it, why he's not as good with family as with other people. He's very good with all people, but he's not as good, but he's actually being impartial, he's being equally good to every being. He's being a real practitioner. So some real practitioner will appear as if he's slightly this thing, or like,
if you take sides, then you are not a real practitioner in any manner.
And that being here in the area, sitting down to my papa and Chima, making the next secret that there is.
That's the reason why he gave us a teaching on why every sentient being has been our mother many times. Based on that, your general love compassion, as he said, that in whatever activity, always be kind.
So, Kishima, it's 9 o'clock. Should we say the dedication prayers now?
Some shakas. For him, it doesn't matter. He can stay for another 10 hours.
Tengi Dhamma Dhamma Dhamma